Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I'm here to read you today's mail.
I've got no time for that now, Berkeley.
But, sir, this'll get your mind off the election for a few moments. Besides, the mayor always wants to hear from his fellow New Yorkers.
All right, Berkeley, all right. But just a few of the important ones. I'm really very busy now.
Here's one from a lady in Greenpoint.
Dear His Honor, these awful city workers chopped down a simply splendid tree in front of my house. Could you please come down and replace it? I'd be glad to loan you my shovel. Sincerely, Mrs. Maple.
Berkeley, I sent only the important letters.
Here's one for a gentleman in Washington Heights.
Dear Mr. Mayor, the city came to fill a pothole in my street. Instead, they dug a manhole in front of my door. Would you kindly come and pull me out? It's getting cold down here. With deepest thanks, Mr. Unterveld.
Enough already, Berkeley! I have no time for this child's play.
Oh, speaking of child's play, wait till you hear the next one. It's from a kid on the east side inviting you to his cousin's bar mitzvah.
Berkeley, I have no time for bar mitzvahs now. I'm supposed to be running the city.
Please, Mr. Mayor, I think you'll find this one quite amusing. To Mayor Figarelli, my garden hose.
How have you been since I last saw you? I hope good. My cousin Lemuel is having his bar mitzvah on December 2nd at the Andre Kartoffelschule on Broom Street. And I'd like to invite you to come. Mama said it's okay with her too. We would really like to give you an aliyah, but Papa said only if your mama is Jewish. So please check with her and let me know.
Berkeley! Really, I have no patience for bar mitzvahs.
Wait, this is the best part. Just listen.
There's just one problem. Andre Kartoffel is being torn down on the Shabbos of Cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah by the city's house, host, hyacinth department. That's terrible. A shul is a holy place. And Andre Kartoffel has got more holes than all the others. They even park bulldozers in front of the building. If they tear it down, Cousin Lemuel will have no place to have his bar mitzvah. And he waited 12 years for it. Well, actually 13. But the first year, he didn't know what was going on. Everyone is very upset. And sometimes, I even see Mama crying when she benches lift. I know you'll want to help save our shul, just like you helped me with a nickel to get on the trolley to yeshiva a few months ago. When you come to the bar mitzvah, please don't feel shy, cause I'll introduce you to everyone. Just ask for me, Hashi. Then you all know me at Andre Kartoffel. Very truly yours, your friend, Hashi Himmelstein.
Sweet, isn't it? Is his honor going to answer any of them?
No, Berkeley, just take them and throw them out.
Whatever you say, Mr. Mayor.
Now, as I was saying, how can it be that no one has turned up that Jewish kid that I gave the nickel to on the trolley? It's incomprehensible. It's inconceivable. Hey, 1 minute. Hold it. Berkeley, what was that you just read to me?
Three letters, sir.
No, I mean the one with the holes.
Holes, sir?
No, the one with the kid with the babushka. The kid with the babushka. Where is that letter from the kid with the babushka?
Oh, you mean the one with the boy with the bar mitzvah? It's in the wastebasket.
That's the kid the whole city's looking for. Get that letter out of the trash this second.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Of course, Your Honor. Right away, sir. Right away.
Well, what are you all standing there for? Help! help him find it!
Yes, Mr. Mayor. This second, right now, I'm helping. Is this it? Is this it, Mr. Mayor?
Oh! I'll find the letter. Let me get to it. Here, move out of my way. I want to look inside that trash can. Here it is. I think this is it.
It's right here.
Yeah. No, it's right here.
I'm trying over here. No.
That's my tie. Let go of that.
Wait, no, put that down.
No, this is here. Here it is.
Wait.
I got it. It's right there. This is no, this is not.
Oh, Zadie, what's next? I'm just holding my breath.
Well, Ellie, that very next Shabbos, all the members of Anshei Kartoffel and their families and many other people from the Lower East Side came to shul to join my cousin Lemuel in his bar mitzvah. Unfortunately, the workmen of the city's building department were there too.
Please clear the area. I said, please clear the area. We have orders to begin demolishing these buildings at exactly 9 o'clock. That means in 10 minutes, the bulldozers are going in.
Please, sir, could you give us a little more time? There's a bar mitzvah being celebrated here today.
Listen here, mister. You can't come in here and Shabbos do in Machen Gerede. And you might hold this time in Machen Gerede and ruin the whole thing. You can't do this. It's this your day ahead? It's not right.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I suggest you take your religious articles out of the synagogue, because in exactly 7 1/2 minutes, I have orders to destroy, wreck, crush, devastate, smash, crunch, uproot, obliterate, annihilate, eradicate, eliminate, and in general, flatten all the buildings on this block, including Anshei Kabbalah.
Impossible. Impossible to do this. How could I possibly do
this? Hyman, were you able to reason with him? Although got up hidden, is everything lost?
He just doesn't seem interested in what I say. I'm afraid that only a Nesman Hashemayim can save Anshei Kartoffel now.
Don't worry, Papa. The mayor should be here any second. I'm sure he got the invitation.
Please, Manny, now is not the time for Bubba Mises. I told you, mayors don't go to bar mitzvahs. We've only got 3 more minutes to...
Look, Papa, look! There's a shiny, fancy car pulling up over there. That must be the mayor. That's surely him.
Hyman, do you think? Is it possible? Could it be?
Zelda, please, I told you 100 times. Mayors don't go to bar mitzvahs.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't park that car here. It's a demolition area.
I've got someone very important in the back seat.
I don't care who you got in the back seat. This area is restricted. Now move it.
You're not going to believe who I've got sitting in the back seat of this car.
I don't care if you've got the mayor of the city in the back seat. Get this tin can on wheels out of here.
Well, as a matter of fact, he does have the mayor of New York sitting in the back seat.
Mr. Mayor? What are you doing here?
Hey, look, it's him. The mayor of New York, Fiorello LaGuardia.
I knew he would make it. I just knew it. I just knew he was gonna come.
I came for the bar mitzvah of Lemuel Hemelstein. It's being celebrated right here at Anshei Kadal Synagogue. Any objections?
No, sir. Of course not, sir.
Except what?
Except you see, sir, this area has been scheduled for demolition this morning, sir. That includes this synagogue. The bulldozers are just about to tear it down.
Oh, they are they? Well, they'll have to do it with me inside, because I plan to be at Lemuel's bar mitzvah in Anshei Kapoodle.
Hey, what's holding things up? Me
and the boys are sitting on our bulldozers waiting for the signal to start, and you're busy talking to this guy with the limo. Mayor LaGuardia!
Yes, truly. And you've got exactly 3 minutes to get those bulldozers out of here, or I'll have you prosecuted for trying to destroy a city landmark.
Of course, Mr. His Honor, right away. Tom, turn those bulldozers around and drive them away. The job has been canceled.
What?
You heard me. Get them out of here.
Give me that
shit. Get them away. You heard me. Let's go.
Hey,
out of here. The job has been canceled.
Thanks, Mayor LaGardinos. That's the second time you showed up just in time to help me.
It's you, the boy I paid a nickel for. We've been looking all over for you, son.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Mayor. I'll pay you the nickel back right after Shabbos. I really will.
Of course, my boy. Don't worry about the nickel. We've already taken that out of city taxes. Oh, this must be the Himmelstein family. Nice to meet you all.
Mr. Mayor, believe me, it's an honor to greet you.
Oi, Mayor LaGuardia, how can we ever thank you for saving Anshikatuffel? You're such a mensch. Oi, your mama should tzaddik.
Always happy to help before an election. I want you, Heshi, to come with your family tomorrow to City Hall to take photographs with me and Mrs. LaGuardia.
But I don't have a camera, Mr. Mayor.
Don't worry about that. City Hall will provide the photographers and the cameras. And you'll have your picture and the picture of this here ancient building on the front page of every newspaper in town. And for as long as I'm mayor, not a single brick on this building will ever be touched. And that's a campaign promise.
No, Mr. Mayor, you're going to come inside for the bar mitzvah? Or are you going to stand here in the street and mach a gerede, eh?
With an invitation like that, how can I refuse? Heshi, can you find me a seat?
I sure can, Mayor LaGardinos. Right next to Uncle Isidore.
Why, Hyman, what an unforgettable bar mitzvah celebration this has turned out to be. By the way, Hyman, whatever happened to the expression that I sometimes hear people say? Mayors never come to bar mitzvahs.
Zelda, I don't know where you hear all these foolish expressions from, but some of them really don't make any sense. Why shouldn't a mayor come to a bar mitzvah? After all, he was invited. Come, Zelda, I think they already started davening. Let's hurry up.
Of course, Simon, of course.
Oh, Zadie, did you actually get your picture into the papers?
We most certainly did. The next day, every paper in the city carried a picture of the Himmelsteins. Manny made such a face that he almost scared off two photographers. And the story of how the mayor saved Anshikatuffel from being wrecked. Take a look. I've still got some old clippings in my album of the story.
These really look very old, Zadie. But did Mayor LaGuardia win the election?
Did he win it? He won by a landslide. He did to his opponent what the Wreckers wanted to do to Anshikatuffel. He made matzamel out of him.
Oh, Zadie, it sounds like growing up on the Lower East Side was such a great adventure. Nothing like that ever happens anymore. By the way, Zadie, did they ever find out who the workman was that gave you the idea to write to the mayor or whatever happened to him?
Ellie, we never saw or heard from him again. The adults thought it was just our imagination.
Was it?
Maybe. But you know, Ellie, when kids believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to help them, their imagination does funny things that even an adult cannot understand. Do you know what I mean, Ellie?
I imagine so, Zadie. I imagine so.